Sweat dripped in Jazzy's eyes. It stung. She swiped the rest off her forehead. When you roofed a house in Indiana in late August, being closer to the sun only made you cook faster. She glanced at Ansel and Jared, her boyfriend and cousin, their t-shirts drenched and stuck to their skin, just like hers. Muscles rippled as Ansel spread another layer of shingles over the last row and hit them with his nail gun. Tat, tat, tat. The guns beat out steady rhythms. Usually, the sight of her beautiful blonde Norseman in a tight t-shirt set her hormones a-twitter, but not today. He looked just as salty as she felt. She was keeping up with the guys, the three of them roofing as fast as they could, while Thane, who'd bought this long, sprawling ranch-style house with Jazzy's sister Olivia, had the unfun job of carrying shingles up the ladder to them. It was his house, after all, and they were doing him the favor. The shingles were so hot, they wore gloves to protect their hands. Jazzy, Jared, and Ansel had promised to help with renovations between their regular fixer-upper projects. They'd just finished the Victorian on Lake Avenue and sold it before they put a sign in the front yard. They could stall on starting the big old house they'd bought off Anthony Boulevard. Since Thane's biggest worry had been the ranch's roof, they'd packed their gear on Thursday and shown up here early Friday morning. The temperatures had been in the 70s when they'd made their promise. Now the heat had climbed into the high 80s, and it was only 10 in the morning. They'd started work on the double garage at 7. It took more time than planned because they had to strip 3 layers of old shingles and replace most of the plywood beneath them. It was finished now, but the house was so long and angled that they'd be lucky if they got half of its roof done today. Jazzy smiled when she heard kids' voices, yelling and laughing, on a recess break. A private school bordered the end of Olivia's subdivision. Jazzy loved the sound of kids playing. How teachers could keep their attention on hot August days was beyond her. She finished her row of shingles, and Thane dropped another stack for her to start on. They kept roofing for another hour before Thane called, "It's too darn hot. We need a couple of beers to cool off." Finally, a break. They started down the ladder to go inside, the guys first, Jazzy last. When she reached the bottom and turned around, Jared and Thane were already on their way into the cool air conditioning, but Ansel was standing there waiting for her. "Was I that slow?" she asked.
"You can take all the time you want. I was just enjoying the view."
Her tall Norseman was nothing to snicker at either. She'd noticed women coming outside to pick a weed here and there just to gape at him. She didn't blame them. Hooking her arm in his, she headed inside for a beer. The smell of fresh paint smacked her. Voices came from the back rooms. Jazzy's mom and sister were painting the 4 bedrooms, the only rooms in the entire place that didn't need serious updates. But that's why Olivia and Thane had gotten the property for such a good price. It needed TLC. They huddled around the kitchen island, a sturdy wooden work table. Ansel's pug, George, who went everywhere with him, raised his head off the kitchen tile to look at them. The dog might pout if he was left at home, but he wasn't devoted enough to lie outside in the shade while they worked. Ansel ran a critical gaze over the open floor plan for the kitchen, dining area, and living room, all carpeted. He shook his head. Who carpets a kitchen? After the roof, that was their next project, to rip up all the worn plush green pile and matching indoor-outdoor kitchen carpet and install wood floors. Jared grimaced at the worn spots and stains.
I'd do the whole house and get it over with. That way, all the wood would match.
Thane reached for his second beer.
If I were swimming in greenbacks, I'd agree with you, but the bedroom carpets aren't as bad as these. We want to save money and do them later.
Jazzy had been lucky when she remodeled her house. When she and Jared had bid on the stone cottage in the summer, they got it at a bargain price. They'd meant to sell it as a fixer-upper until she fell in love with the place.